I moved here from Detroit.
Yes.
I thought I was in another world. As we got into town and I took College Avenue, my face was simply pressed to the window looking for another black person. Then I decided, okay, they're not here.
Couldn't find collard greens. Couldn't find black-eyed peas. In the grocery stores, people didn't know what we were talking about. And then, for a black woman, my wife, not to have any place to have her hair done.
It's heresy.
Now you're talking heresy.
Yes.
Yes. It was crazy.
Was it your initial plan to become a long-term resident, or did you plan to work a few years and then leave?
We didn't plan to stay this long. But my wife, Yvette, she became the hearing impaired teacher in the Kaukauna School District, which never had a black educator in the 100-year history of the school district. And then, to make a long story short, she became an assistant superintendent in the Appleton Area School District. At one time, Yvette and the late Jack Washington, who was up in Green Bay, we were the only three black administrators in all northeastern Wisconsin. I would like to see more black educators, because that is something that has long concerned me. My wife retired in 2011, and I left the school district in 2008, and we do not have any other black educators in the classrooms other than, I think, one. We need more.
We met through an organization called African Heritage, Inc. And from a cultural standpoint, that organization has been a lifeline.
I love this community. And you and I both have an ownership here. We like to feel that we've contributed to the growth of this community. We have not sat on the sidelines. We believe in working to make this a better area.
We have work to do,
yes.
Right? But I don't feel alone in the work, and that it's a shared responsibility. African Heritage, the companies, the city, and community members all working together. As Martin Luther King Jr. said in 1967, Appleton can be a haven for black families. I believe today, Appleton can be a haven for all families. Mm-hmm. I came here alone, and now I have a family. And had I stayed in Detroit, I would have missed the opportunity for personal growth and what it means to be a full citizen and giving of yourself. And Appleton has provided that opportunity for me. So I want to say thank you, Appleton, and thank you to those that will come and join us in this work and help share in our vision.
Most definitely.